This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been a while since we pointed out that a lot, maybe all, actually, of the big-name economic indicators we get are lagging. That is, they tell us what happened, not what's coming. Today, for instance, we got first-time claims for unemployment benefits for last week, up just a touch, by the way. Yesterday, we got JOLTS. I mentioned that on the program, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, from which we learned that the rate at which people are leaving their jobs, the quits rate it's called, for April was down, basically back to where it was in 2019. That is the data, the science, the lagging data. The art of covering this economy is trying to figure out what the quits rate can tell us about where the economy might be headed. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab got that assignment this morning.
The past couple years have been pretty busy for Edouard Tumir. He's managing partner at Acura Recruiting Services, which works in retail, hospitality, and travel.
Demand for new talent was very, very high, and candidates were very heavily solicited from every direction. So it was definitely like an employee-driven market.
In the last 6 months, he's noticed a change.
There are fewer employers looking to hire, and candidates are not as open to make moves. They are definitely like cautious.
Cautious, perhaps, because of the economy. Typically, the quits rate helps economists gauge how confident people feel about retiring or finding a new job or quitting and living off a savings cushion.
And the pandemic really put those on steroids for a couple of years.
Erica Groshen is a labor economist at Cornell. She says the labor market has seen so much disruption between the beginning of the pandemic and now. Workers were swiftly laid off, then desperately needed. People moved states, looked for remote jobs, wanted more money. That wage growth part has been cooling in recent months, and a lower quits rate could be a sign of even more cooling to come, says Harvard economist Jason Furman.
One of the main reasons you give your workers a raise is that you're afraid they're going to quit and go someplace else.
When the quits rate goes down, so does wage growth and the growth in the cost of goods and services. So if wage growth is what's driving inflation, that could be a good thing. But there's a caveat, isn't there always?
Job openings remain very high. There are about 1.8 job openings for every unemployed worker.
Which means the labor market is still tighter than it was before the pandemic. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.